All right, guys. Well, first we had men pretending to be women. Now we have AI pretending to be women. And if you call now, you can have an AI girlfriend. Let's talk about it. All right, guys, welcome to the show. We have much to talk about today. Taylor's coming at us from Nashville.
Real Taylor. I don't know if you're an AI influencer today, but it's really me.
Yeah, that's how I've been so perfect all along, guys. It's because I am technically AI and I've tricked all of you. We've got Cam in the producer's bay.
I'm back, guys.
Cam, are you real AI? What's going on?
I don't know.
He doesn't even know. Honestly, yeah, honestly, at this point, who even knows what's real, what's fake? As I said before, you know, at first we had this great battle for the erasure of women, and it was men who were coming into our spaces, you know, taking away our privacy, our safety in many cases, and a few of us women who we now call TERFs got up and said, this is not okay. You can't just pretend to be us. This is in no way, shape, or form real, and we need to do something about this. And now we have our second battle, which is AI, and they're coming in the form of thoughty influencers, I guess. I just recently got introduced to this through a TikTok, which I'm gonna show you now so that we can share this experience together. Warning, if you're a young one watching right now, some of these AI influencers are scantily clad, as they say. Let's watch.
Are you ready for AI influencers? Because they're here and you're not gonna know the difference between them and real life human beings. So a few days on Twitter, this video went up of what appeared to be an influencer showing off her favorite bikini. I'm gonna show it to you and I want you to think that I did not prime you by telling you that this person was an AI influencer.
This awesome tropical print. This print reminds me of Hawaii so much.
Okay, pause. This looks legit. Guys, I know the face is a little like uncanny valley, but with how crazy filters are these days, and especially the ones that are on like TikTok and Instagram, you could show me this and I would legit just be like, this is a normal, average, everyday influencer who is just, you know, putting a blur effect on her video and has a filter on her face. That is what I would believe. But no, this is a completely AI generated individual.
And it also makes me want to go back to Hawaii because that's literally my favorite place in the whole world. And it's so tropical, so summery, so cute. It's such a basic.
The craziest thing about this is this is like version 1.0. I don't know the difference here. Look at that. These are just regular human movements. This AI influencer is named Vicky Verano. I have no idea who runs her account in terms of like who is writing the code and whatnot, but there are photos like this. She's also a part of a crew of AI influencers. Another one is Alexis Ivy Edge.
Dude, this is insane. Do you guys remember like the TikTok hype house or whatever thing that was happening where all these TikTok influencers got together and they rented out a house and they were creating content? Now they're doing that with AI. They're creating fake girls who have fake influencer accounts, making them fake AI friends, and then marketing their content to you.
Oh, that's fat gosh. Russian guys in a hype house basement that are all just programming all these things. Right. So that's the real house, and then they're making the fake one in the digital world.
Yeah, dude, this is a massive level up on whatever Andrew Tate was doing when he was running his stuff or whatever he's currently doing. I don't even know. This is the next level to that. And again, there's a little bit of that like sort of uncanny valley feeling to watching these videos, but this is just the start of it. So imagine how far it's going to go. You are not going to be able to distinguish between who is a regular human being making these videos on the internet and what is an AI thought, essentially. And I had to like look into some of these accounts for myself. And of course, they're all women. Like I haven't seen any major ones that are like virtual reality men. And they're all just these borderline OnlyFans style photos that they're posting. Here's one, her name is Sarah Jordan and has 200,000 followers on Twitter. Deanna Ritter, 100,000 followers on Twitter. And they're even trying to like put up posts as if they are normal, average, everyday women. wild. And the amount of followers that these accounts have, like, I don't know if they're bots or whatever. They say Twitter's getting rid of their whole bot system and all that stuff. Or I guess I should call it X now, which is kind of lame. But they're getting rid of all these bots. So I'm imagining that these are actual guys who are following these accounts. That is cringe. I'm not gonna lie. That is red flag number one. If you start talking to some guy and you go through his following and he's following some of these like AI thotties, run for the hills. Run for them. But as women, just, I don't even know what to think right now. When you have men pretending to be women and getting away with it, now you have AI pretending to be women and getting away from it. It's crazy. And I think that this is going to, you know, for all intents and purposes, become a replacement for maybe all of influencer culture, but at the very least OnlyFans. Like, if you are a man who is subscribing to OnlyFans and paying your $12 a month to get, you know, photos and videos from these girls, why would you not do it with these AIs that look exactly the same, if not better, than the real women that you're subscribing to on OnlyFans? What does it do for the future of that platform? Is it going to light a fire under, you know, real women's butts, and they're going to realize, you know, maybe this is not the career for me? Maybe I've wasted some time here. Maybe we should allow the AI thotties to take over this platform. I don't know. All I know is this is insane, and we knew this day was coming. I just didn't know how soon it was going to be. But the time is now.
Gotta love capitalism, right?
I guess so.
We had a $50 super chat from Kelly Manning, which we read those immediately, and we'll read the rest of the super chats at the end of the show.
Yes.
But Kelly just says, I identify as your girlfriend with the kissing emoji, and then says JK. And Kelly kind of looks like she could be an AI bot. So we'll keep an eye on that.
Is that a compliment now? You look like you could be an AI bot. What are they called now? They're called virtual influencers and virtual models, guys. And it's going farther than just Twitter or X accounts, where these women, these AI, I don't even know what to call them, these bots are posting their videos and their photos. They're actually now apps that you can download that can give you an AI girlfriend. So if you are a man who is struggling with building connection with everyday women, you can get what is called an AI girlfriend. And one of them is called Karen AI. It was actually created by a 23-year-old influencer by the name of Karen Marjorie. And she has more than 1.8 million followers on Snapchat. She has an AI chatbot that you can get and make Karen your everyday girlfriend. You pay $1 per minute to engage with this AI chatbot. It sends you messages, it mimics her voice, her personality, and if you are a man who wants to engage in a relationship with this young woman, you can at least pretend to by talking to her AI chatbot. And she, through doing this, has made $70,000 in 1 month. $70,000. From desperate men who want to have a relationship with her and cannot go out into the real world and talk to real women to get those relationships. I don't know what to say. I don't know what to say.
I don't know. Isn't there's no part of you that's the least bit tempted to like load your consciousness into a chatbot to respond to people's, you know, people always ask you kind of the same questions, like, you know, do you have a good relationship with your mom? When are you going to collab with Brett Cooper, et cetera? You could just have a chatbot outsource all of those things.
Gosh.
And people want to debate you and know your opinions on things. Not a least bit tempted on that?
Yo, dude, for 70K, I don't know. At this point, when I started looking at the numbers that this girl's making, this is insane. I'm trying to think of, you know, if you're a modern woman right now who is relatively down with like new age feminism and this whole sexual revolution that's happening right now, what would stop you from pursuing something like this? The only negative side I could see of this is if, you know, you have a strong moral compass that says somehow this is wrong or exploitative on the part of, you know, the men who you are convincing to talk to you, or you have, you're just scared for your safety. I can't imagine how far some of these conversations would be going with these men and how many thousands of them are probably convincing themselves that they're in an actual relationship with this woman, and what could come to fruition if that were the case, with how dangerous things can be with the internet these days. That's where I see a downfall here, and maybe where this might not be the smartest choice on her part. But if, I'm sorry, I said 70K in 1 month. She made 70K in 1 week.
Oh my gosh.
1 week. 70K. That's a down payment on multiple properties, and you made it in 1 week by not even doing anything because the software is taking care of it for you.
$1 per minute is crazy.
Crazy. But if you're a dude, right, and you just like, oh, I just want to like chat with her for 5 minutes, that's $5. You would be spending that for what? A pack of photos on OnlyFans anyways. Why would you not do it to gain what you believe to be some sort of a real, authentic relationship with this girl? I can't believe we're talking about this. It's so Black Mirror. What's that Black Mirror episode? I think it's White Christmas, where they start uploading people's consciousness to a little separate bot that handles all the stuff that they don't want to deal with anymore. That's exactly what is happening with these stories. And if you are a man who's doing this, because let's be honest, women are not getting on the internet to chat to AI girlfriends. I think this is going to be a uniquely male issue. What does it do for your perception of women in real life and real relationships? Are we just going to go further into mom's basement and further away from having real conversations with women? Is it going to distort your expectations for what real relationships are with women? Because if you're chatting with an AI bot, you can get essentially anything that you want, and it's just going to be handed to you. And as this develops and the software gets better and better, it's just going to be more authentic than it was before. Like, you watched that video of that girl in the bikini. It looks pretty legit. These photos right here look like the cover of Sports Illustrated. Now imagine if you can pluck the cover of Sports Illustrated and say, I want that to be my girlfriend and I want her to converse with me, and you'll get everything but the actual physicality of the person. I don't like it.
I don't like it either. To me, this is just kind of like, you know, that we talk about the Jurassic Park problem all the time. You're so worried about whether you could, you didn't think about whether you should, but that's kind of, new technology always introduces these moral conundrums. We're not prepared just in our morals. We're not prepared in like regulatory bodies and how, just with how to interface with these new emerging technologies, whether that's the internet or whether that's AI pornography and or AI girlfriends or things like that. And to me, it just puts the onus back on you, the individual, especially as a man, to really ask yourself, you know, what do I want in life? Mm-hmm. Do I want a real, authentic relationship, long-term relationship that's successful with somebody that I can build a life with and that I can enjoy? You know, like I'm thinking about in the movie Inception, Leonardo DiCaprio's character, Cobb, his wife had passed away, and he had, you know, the movie's about like the dream world or whatever. And he kept going back to the dream world and had his wife like imprisoned in all these like layers of dreams. Mm-hmm. So he'd go back and like revisit his memories of his wife. And at the end of the movie, he kind of has to like let her go so he can truly wake up from all of that. And he says, like, I couldn't imagine you or remember you in all of your intricacies and imperfections and just everything that makes you you and you real. And I look at this new technology and I'm like, the thing that you're talking to is not a real entity. And just knowing that, you should have enough self-respect as a man and like dignity or like weight on your own dignity as a human being that like, I deserve better than this. And I can do better than this. Mm-hmm. And it's kind of like phoning it in and giving up as a man and just like, oh, I'm just going to, you know, chat to this fake thing that I can pay $5 to, cause it'll, you know, numb the pain that I feel of not being able to achieve anything in my life. And look, I get it. You know, times get tough. Maybe you're struggling to connect with women in real life. And, you know, you have the manosphere and they talk about how women are all delusional and all this stuff. And I get that, like, you know, it's tough out there. And this is a strong temptation to resort to this kind of stuff, but it's not good for you. It's not real. And there's nothing like, nothing fulfilling that's going to come out of it. And it's, I also liken it to the book Brave New World. You know, they have the little pill that numbs you with pleasure, and it's called Soma. And this is just like taking soma, and then I'm experiencing pleasure in some hedonistic sense right now. I'm feeling an artificial way of being fulfilled. So why would I need to the real thing? And the whole point of Brave New World is like, that's a lie. You're not really free. You're not free to be the person that you were created to be. You're not free to enjoy the fullness of the experiences available to you in life, to enjoy love and all that stuff. So I just think the onus is on you as a person, as a man, to like not sell yourself short and go down this path, because it's really just hollow and empty.
And at the, I just, oh my gosh, hold on. I need to collect my thoughts for a second. So yeah, I mean, the trade-off is going to be, I have to deal with the struggles of like rejection and rejection on what could be a regular basis, or I can never be rejected ever and get the perfect girl who is the one that's constantly in my dreams. She's just never going to be, you know, in the real world with me. I think with the culture now, especially when we were reading stats that said like, what, 60% of young men right now are single and not in relationships, even though they want to be in them. That's going to be a hard thing to grapple with, to make the decision of, yeah, I'm just going to try my odds in the real world with all the rejection that comes along with that, instead of just downloading some AI girlfriend. And my mind always goes to the most extreme examples of what this could become. Imagine if you are, you know, following some influencer that you really love on the internet who does not have an AI version of herself available, and that sort of technology just becomes something that the regular public can get access to. And now guys can just make AI versions of whatever girls they are interested in on the internet and pretend to be in relationships with them. That would be wild. And it's probably around the bend.
I'd be like really worried about situations where people don't use it for personal use and aren't upfront about it. Uh-huh. Like, it seems like all of these things are like, oh, get your AI girlfriend, very upfront.
Right.
But like, imagine if somebody created a fake person and then like put it on a dating app and used it to like lure people in.
Dude, I
like,
didn't even think about that.
Like, you could do this takes like catfishing to the next level.
Yeah.
Who was that? Really bad.
Wasn't there a Netflix documentary about a girl who did that to some like football player? And Didn't you hear about that?
Yeah, the Manny Teo.
Yeah, imagine that, but with AI. So you could truly, truly convince somebody that you are in some sort of long-distance relationship with them. I didn't
there
even
There would be, like, no
that.
Way to know. Like, if you have, like, a fake profile, like, what you're looking for is, like, is it the same person in every picture? Like,
right.
Do they look like they've been stolen from somewhere? But you can just generate hundreds of pictures, right?
Yeah.
A huge tool for Nigerian scammers just went to a whole new
level. Not my people. Yeah. I mean, this is really interesting. I think it's going to switch. It's going to change the landscape in a lot of ways. I mean, I can't be too fearful, right? Because I think there's a certain type of man that has to be interested in this. And I don't know that just like regular guys are going to be engaging in this. I wish I could get like a client list of who is buying these AI girlfriends and stuff. You know how like when Ashley Madison got leaked and everybody found out who was on that website? I would love to know like what kind of guys are, you know, indulging in AI girlfriend content and wanting these chats, because that would be truly interesting, like a study on the demographic for these sorts of products, because I just don't know. It could be just average guys, like normal individuals, but I just have a feeling it's not. I don't know. I really don't know. I think that I like to think that people need the human connection, and that this is never going to take off to the extent that it actually becomes an issue, and that we will always strive to be the ones to figure out what is really human and to move in that direction always. But as it becomes harder to decipher real and fake, how much energy are we going to be willing to put in to figure out what is real and what is fake? I already notice on social media, like when I'm watching TikTok videos or Instagram or YouTube or whatever, so much viral content that is out that is featuring real human beings is staged and fake. And it's getting millions of people who are engaging with it, commenting on it, you know, either convincing themselves that it's real or truly believe that it is real. And if you can't figure that out, I mean, what's gonna happen when a computer that is far smarter than we will ever be is capable of creating content in a way that is indecipherable from real human beings?
This makes you want to Ron Swanson all of your technology and just take a hammer to your computer and iPhones and go move in the woods somewhere and only have an analog lifestyle, because you're right, the digital world is its own thing. And like you talk a lot about how we're just chronically online and more used to the online world and being our online selves than being real people and actually living life in the real world. And you know, there's definitely consequences to that. And I think this is yet another signal, as though we haven't had enough already, that we need to figure out how to unplug and stay tethered to reality.
Yeah. And I mean, we've already sort of primed ourselves for this being our reality. Look at the amount of people who posting fake content on the internet, throwing filters on their faces, like photoshopping the hell out of their pictures and videos, and then putting that out into the world. And we've so readily accepted this technology that now when it comes to a point that it's going to be used against you, or, you know, used in a way that devalues what it is that you do on a daily basis, you sort of set it up. You know, you laid the foundation for this to become the reality. And since this is stage one of this sort of stuff coming out, imagine what stage 10 looks like, stage 20 looks like. They're going to be able to know your everyday impulses, what it is you're looking for, what drives you, what gives you the dopamine hit, repackage it with AI, and then just lay it right at your feet in a way where you will never be able to tell. And if the average person, one, is not willing to put in the effort to decipher what's real and fake, but two, doesn't even have the technological capacity to start to decipher what is real and fake, then you might as well just like not try, I guess, is what would be the future.
Yeah, and just wait till they like load this AI technology into robots when they have robots that you can't distinguish from reality. That's like the whole another level. But you made me think of, we watched that Andrew Tate clip the other day where he's talking about how the webcam girls that he was employing weren't doing a quote unquote good enough job when they were talking to the simps who were paying the money to be on the webcam with them or whatever. Mm-hmm. So Andrew was like, okay, you just pretend, girl, that you're typing to this guy on the camera and I'm going to take the keyboard and be chatting with you. And he basically just shamelessly manipulated these guys who are connecting to this to, you know, get some sort of fulfillment and feel some kind of connection to these women, and drove them to take out second mortgages on their homes, like just do all kinds of crazy stuff to spend and waste all their money so that Andrew Tate could profit off of it. And so the other part of this is the doors becomes wide open to using this technology to exploit men who are, that's what's really sad about it, is men who are suffering, who are feeling lonely, who are feeling worthless, who are giving up on trying to find real connection and stuff. They're being exploited, their loneliness, to just have by people like the Andrew Tates of the world who will just profit off of it. And they don't care, you know, and they'll just use this technology to get you however they can. And it's a very powerful technology. So again, I mean, my, you know, men got to wake up, man. I don't know. We need to have a vision for your life, for being somebody, for actually, you know, wanting to make something of yourself, because this stuff's going to be out there. And like, we see how smart and manipulative these like algorithms become to, you know, you just have a thought about something and you see an ad for it. And that's the level of stuff that's going to try to be sucking you in to steal your soul like a Dementor. And you've gotta have enough fortitude internally and have your feet planted in your morals, in your sense of identity and a vision for your life and a vision for who you want to be and the life that you want to have, that you can you're not gonna, you can resist that when it comes, because like we talked about yesterday, the guy who, you know, the SpongeBob actor who gave up his 10 years of marriage for this little fling with Ariana Grande.
Yeah.
And you just, you got to be prepared for these moments in life where these temptations to just give up everything for an AI girlfriend or a fling or whatever, there's gotta be more to you than that, man. And that's where, like, you know, on the one hand, you know, fantasy, that it can be harmless, I guess, but like, this isn't like in video games where you're actually like mimicking, and I'm not even saying video, you can go too far with video games, obviously, but like, at least in video games, you're like going through a story arc and exploring worlds and achieving things. Like in this type of fantasy, you're literally just like the rat pressing the dopamine button over and over again to just, you know, numb you and give you this false pleasure. And I don't know, man, it's just really pernicious in so many bad ways to that this can end. It's like, I'm trying to find what's the right path that can keep you from falling off into this.
Yeah. And it's interesting, because with the OnlyFans thing, I was always saying, you know, the OnlyFans models, like, you are the ones creating the content, you are essentially the drug dealers in this case, and you are giving the dopamine hits to the guys, like, and, you know, shelling out parts of yourself in order to get money from them, and then it creates this, you know, endless cycle where you have the person dealing the drug, the person buying it, and it's just never going to end. But now it's just going to be men tricking other men. It's not even going to be, women aren't even going to be involved in the process anymore. It's going to be men, you know, coding this stuff and then selling it to other men. And that's going to be really, really interesting to see. I also think about, you know, like iPad kids and kids who are just online from the day that they are born. Do you even have a chance at that point of like knowing what is real and what's fake when you are quite literally plugged in from the moment you know, your feet touch the ground here on Earth? Probably not. And that's going to be on parents who are looking for convenience and just like handing their kids the internet and saying, you know, entertain yourself and, you know, see what you find. And this is the sort of stuff that they're going to find on the internet. I'm also thinking about like what this does to the self-esteem of young women who are on the internet when guys are turning to AI bot women over real women, and presumably just because of like their bodies and what they look like. So what does that do for, you know, standards? I saw a video the other day of a girl on TikTok crying, and I wish I could pull up this video. I think you sent it to me on Twitter, Taylor, where she's saying, like, where are the men who just want average, regular women? And, you know, I'm out here trying to find a boyfriend and they're turning to pornography, or, you know, they're having conversations with women who aren't even real on the internet, and they don't want a relationship that is, you know, purely has its feet in reality and on the ground and doesn't have some element of like what is enticing on the internet. And that is really tragic to see. It's like a double whammy for both sexes here in the problems that it could create. I see a lot of young women already now who look at influencers who are clearly, I mean, so clearly throwing filters and Photoshop on their photos and thinking that that is somehow a real body and that is something that they should be striving for. What happens when AI can do these things as well, which it already can? Crazy. Anyways, that's a black pill today, I guess.
Happy Friday, everybody.
We are going to do some fun stuff today, hopefully. We're going to watch a video here from Nectar and just do a little fun Friday segment because we haven't done one in quite some time. This one's titled, Will Guys Choose a Date Based on Looks or Personality? And I guess we're going to sort of is in line with what we're talking about today, because I don't know that men are turning to AI because the personality's there. You know what I mean? I think it's because AI can look like this. And doesn't even want me to show you. I think it's because AI can look like this. I don't think they're thinking that Alexis Ivy Edge, this AI virtual model, has particularly riveting things to say and really sparks the intellect of the men who follow her. So let's see. Will guys choose a date based on looks or personality.
Three, two, one. Oh! Oh!
Hey guys, it's Nicholas from Build-A-Boot, and today I'm hosting a very special episode of Versus One. We've brought in eight guys to speed date two bachelorettes, and we're gonna find out what really matters more to them. Appearance or personality? Hi everyone. Hi. Everyone looks good. Give us a little twirl, everyone. Give us a little twirl, let's see it. Okay, yeah, we're doing a little fit check. And there we go. Is anyone nervous? We're feeling good. You're nervous? Guys, don't be nervous. We have two bachelorettes for you today. I'm curious to know, when you guys are dating, do you care more about personality or appearances?
We should have put a poll in the chat. When you guys are dating, do you care more about personality or appearances? I'm curious to hear from you guys. I think personality plays a major, major factor. Although, looks are not to be overlooked. Obviously, you want to date somebody who you are attracted to. But if somebody's just attractive and their personality is not carrying any sort of chemistry or connection with you, I can't imagine that would last long, at least on behalf of women. I think men would last longer in a relationship where the girl's really hot but has no personality than women would last in a relationship with a guy who's really hot but has no personality. And you probably let me know if you second that.
Which one do you notice first? Which one do you weigh more heavily?
Personality. Appearance, you know, only goes so far. I think really to get to know someone, you have to know who they are, like where they come from, what they just are.
What you said first, right?
The first thing you notice.
Appearance. Because appearance, now, visibly, it's more pleasing than once you get to start to know the person, then that's when the personality starts to come.
The looks definitely get you in the door, but the personality is what makes or breaks it, for sure.
Well, good news is you kind of get to test both of those theories out today. So are we ready? Feeling good? So, welcome to curtain number one. You're gonna meet bachelorette number one, but you're only gonna get to meet her personality. Hey, I'll let you guys get to it. I'm just gonna leave you guys. Do it. Good luck.
Does this work? Okay.
Hey there, how's it going?
Hi!
Hey, nice to meet you. I'm Dylan.
My name is Dijon, by the way.
Dijon, I'm Megan.
What are your hobbies?
I like cooking and baking. I love to go to the beach and just lay there. I love to read. I'm a math tutor also, so.
Has there anybody ever approached you and was like, Megan? From, you know, Key and Peele. You know, from some Key and Peele.
From Key and Peele.
What was that?
You know, from Key and Peele.
I love Key and Peele, by the way. All their skits are on YouTube. I could like sit for hours and watch Key and Peele skits, and Megan's a really funny character.
I got a Megan. Tell me about yourself. I know it's like the worst question ever, but.
No worries. I'm, I guess like the sensitive artistic type, I guess. I'm a Cancer.
I'm from Virginia.
Oh, VA, what you doing out here?
Side note, if a guy tells me what his sign is when he's describing his personality, I'm out. immediately I'm out because it signals two things. Like, either you really believe in astrology, and to me that's a red flag, or two, you're an F-boy, and you think that I would be tricked by thinking you believe in astrology, and that is a massive red flag.
I just moved out here for work.
What you do?
Social media.
Oh, Jesus.
I know.
One of those.
First red flag.
For who?
Ooh, this is an interesting question. Okay, if you're listening right now, if somebody tells you they do social media for a living, is that a red flag for you? And particularly men who are watching right now, if a girl's like, I do social media, is that a red flag? I could see where it would be a red flag because you just assume that she's like an Instagram thought or something, or that, you know, a bunch of men are in her DMs. Is that somebody that you would hear that and go, oh, I can't date you anymore?
On its face, I don't think so. I mean, it'd be pretty hypocritical of me since I work in social media, right? Technically.
Yeah.
But like content creator, I think is more of a red flag. You know, it's kind of like, wait, what kind of content are we talking about here? Like social media, you could be a social media strategist. You could be a social media manager. You could, you know, have, there's a lot more, you know, ambiguity there, I guess. But
what if she specifically says I'm an influencer and I do modeling? Are you going to hear
what
it out?
Kind of modeling?
I don't know. She posts bikini pics and stuff every now and then.
That's pretty red flag for me, honestly.
Okay. Fair enough. Cam, I imagine that would be. Here.
That's your camera, not mine. I don't know. I'd have to think about it. I'd probably be a little worried about it. You should see women's reactions, though, when you tell them that you're a political influencer.
Oh, really? Not good.
Yeah, not good.
In LA, yeah, not good.
In LA, I bet that's pretty bad. Yeah, that makes sense.
For who? Myself.
Oh, Jesus. What type of videos do you make?
Most recently, I feel like I've gotten into the beauty and fashion niche, but I also make comedy content, a lot about like relationships, sometimes Get Ready With Me's.
I love watching the Get Ready With Me's.
Do you?
I absolutely love them. Whenever I see them, I don't skip them. I have to watch them all the way through.
That's a weird flex, right?
It's a little weird. Like, and it's a little weird.
You like to watch.
If a man
to watch random girls like putting their makeup on, like what does that say
ready?
About you?
Yeah, I would be like, oh, okay, thank you for being honest. I guess next.
I know they're so good and they're so fun to make too.
I do social media as well, so I'm vegan and I make food, so that's kind of my thing. Yeah,
my best friend's vegan, so I try out some new recipes with her every once in a while.
Yeah, that's awesome. Well, how do you like it? Do you like vegan food?
Yeah, it's fine. I mean, I've never been vegan, but the food's good. So what is your ideal first date?
Megan is killing it, by the way. She's got the conversation flowing. She's short. She's quippy. She's to the point. I'm like, damn, okay. I was like wondering, how do they evaluate these girls for personality? But I mean, she's doing pretty good.
Act throwing. Just something to interact with, keep it engaged in.
Honestly, I've never done that before, and that sounds like a blast.
What about you?
Something I would love is like getting a picnic blanket, throwing it down on the beach somewhere where there aren't a lot of people, getting a bottle of wine and just drinking from the bottle and looking at the ocean. That's like the earliest thing I could possibly say, I think, but I love it. Is that interactive enough for you?
I take it.
I have an idea. Would you like to go to the beach and have a picnic and drink some wine?
Oh my God, yes!
I love it. I bring up, have you played the game We're Not Really Strangers?
I've heard of it, but I haven't played it. Tell me about it.
There's like three stages, and it's just, you know, little by little, opening each other up and just getting to know each other.
Oh my gosh, how intimate, how scary.
Yeah, yeah, I'm not gonna lie, it's ended with like tears sometimes, which is...
He's good at it, but he's giving me F-boy vibes. Horatio is a Riz God, but he's an F-boy. Oh, he knows exactly what to say. That is hilarious.
Really nice.
And you want to play that on our first
date? Why not? I don't know.
We're just crying on a beach with a bottle of wine. You know what? But it's fine. I'll take it. I think everyone says is dating in LA sucks.
Don't fall for it, girl.
I'm actually from Sacramento.
Wait, did you guys you live in LA, right?
No, I don't. I don't live in LA.
Oh, okay.
I drove all the way down here just to meet you.
How sweet.
I can't. You know what? If this is the dating scene out there, y'all need some AI girlfriends for practice. Test your pickup lines on the AI girlfriend first, and then go out to the streets, because this is not working for me.
Wait, that's so cute. Okay.
Do you speak Spanish?
No. Do you speak Spanish?
I do. See, nací en México. I was born in Mexico. But I came here to play soccer. I'm actually a photographer out here.
That's kind of sexy.
I appreciate that. Thank you. What, photographer or soccer?
Both? All of it.
Okay.
Want to just do a bit of like a...
You know, I can't, I'm being a little bit of a hypocrite, because right, when you're a guy and you're well-practiced talking to girls, I'm like, ew, you're well-practiced, get away from me. And that's the vibe that he gives me, because I'm like, oh yeah, you're really good at like rizzing somebody, so I don't want to hear from you anymore. But when they're bad, I'm like, ew, you go practice. So maybe I am the problem. Maybe
that's such a woman response. All the guys are like, yeah, what do you want from us?
Yeah. Sorry, guys. I am now recognizing that I am the problem. Wow.
Word association?
Yeah. Yeah. Like, okay. Yeah. No, that's okay. Still fun.
So like first word, I guess, family.
Mine?
That's something. Veganism.
X.
Volleyball.
Oh, fun.
And the last one, I guess, One Piece.
Swimsuit.
Oh, no.
That makes sense.
Y'all are laughing. it was just getting good. Wait.
Oh, sorry.
All right. Welcome to curtain number two. Ooh.
How does the appearance one work? Are they just going to like slowly raise the curtain? And I don't understand. Well, I guess we'll find out.
Here, you're gonna meet Bachelorette number two, but there's a bit of a difference. You're gonna be able to see her, but you can't talk to her at all. And she can't say anything back to you guys either. Alrighty, guys.
What the heck?
You ready?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Three, two, one. Oh! Oh!
Okay, calm down. she's very pretty, but oh my gosh.
So again,
like a pack of dogs.
Say anything, but maybe she has a special talent. She can show us. Oh, okay, okay. Well, let's see it.
Oh.
Can I bust solid. Out my special talent?
Yeah, go ahead.
Of course, Horatio is first. I'm telling y'all. You watch out for guys like that.
How much space do you need?
Back up, boys. I grew up in the circus when I was 5.
Oh,
of course
so
he did.
I can balance.
This guy can do everything.
Let's go.
Okay, I can balance too. Check this out.
Well, it's not that impressive if I have to hold you.
Okay, let me go then.
Whatever you say.
All right.
Okay, actually, maybe I don't know how to balance things. But if it's one thing that I do know how to balance...
Okay, like, I had to... I was like, sponsor. What is going on here? Next, right, guys, okay, now, that was the worst ad read ever.
You've met Bachelorette number one, and you've met Bachelorette number two. It's time for the big decision. So basically what's going to happen...
That's it?
If you feel like you're vibing with Bachelorette...
Okay, wait. At first I was like, are they the same person? But there seems to be somebody who is actually standing back there. I thought it was
number one
okay.
More, you gotta line up right behind curtain number one. If you feel like you're vibing with Bachelorette number two, you're gonna line up right over here.
Dude, if I'm a dude in this show right now, just for the sake of looking like a good guy, I'm gonna line up in front of the personality curtain. This is gonna be seen by hundreds of thousands of people, and then you talk to a girl for like 30 minutes, and then you go, oh no, I saw this girl for like 5 seconds and she licked her elbow. I'm gonna stand in front of the appearance curtain. I mean,
maybe the personality gave you bad vibes, like, oh, she's too flirtatious, yeah. She's too good. Like, I'll just at least, hey, she's relatively attractive, so I'm gonna,
chances.
I'm not risking it on that, yeah.
Fair enough, Taylor. Okay, that's logical. But if I'm playing chess, not checkers, you stand in front of the personality curtain no matter what.
So that's a long game. So that's the game within the game. Yeah, go an inception on it.
Exactly.
Ready? All right. Go ahead.
See, and who lined up immediately? Horatio, because he knows what to do. He knows the game to play. He ran to the personality curtain because he's going to link this video on his like Hinge profile and be like, what's up, baby girl? You know, I love personality and I proved it in this video. Also, I speak Spanish and I was in the circus. Bye.
Savage.
Make whatever choice feels right. Listen to your heart.
Listen to your heart. Okay,
my friends
right
up
to
here,
the personality.
You made these decisions really quickly. What was going through your heads?
I already had my mind made up.
Oh.
Honestly, I just really thought that I could, you know, see myself maybe potentially go on a date with this person because I really liked her personality. She seems very outgoing, and I feel like I'm that type of person too.
The second person is really, really pretty, but not really the type that I would usually date.
Oh.
Yeah.
Actually, number two is like... usually what I date, but I don't know, we had a great conversation and
yeah, you don't want to give that up.
No, I'm down for that beach date.
My two friends who are in the minority, but you're standing strong. Tell me what's going through your head right now. What made this decision for you?
It was the Megan thing, you know, she just didn't go with a bit. And
okay, Taylor, you got some points. She lost personality thing. Points for not knowing Megan. That's funny. Wow,
it's unforgivable.
Megan, come back to the bar.
No, Megan.
Yeah, no, for me, in the time that we did have, I didn't necessarily feel like we connected a whole lot. And then initially, just looking at Bachelorette number two, I just felt initially there would be more to gather from there. So that was way behind me.
Can you please explain what you thought there would be to gather? I'd be like, please elaborate.
My decision.
We're going to reveal what Bachelorette number one looks like, and you're going to get a chance to kind of vibe with her in person. All right, y'all, are we ready to meet Bachelorette number one?
Yes. Yes.
3, 2, 1.
Oh, what?
Wait a second.
What's occurring?
There's no one there.
Okay, Megan's a baddie.
Wait a minute.
Megan's a winner. Social anxiety is afraid of Megan, and she's hot. Okay, so it's the same girl.
So
I could have swore I saw like somebody's elbow behind the curtain or whatever. We've been bamboozled yet again, guys.
I was
guys.
About to say, yeah, this is the same thing that happened in Jubilee.
Yes.
Pretty much.
If you guys were around, what was that? Was that Wednesday's episode?
I think it was Monday.
Monday, we watched the, five feminists and one secret anti-feminist, and we went through the whole video. Blind reacted to the full video, and by the end of it, there was no anti-feminist. And now, we're doing the same thing, and they've tricked us again. I'm about to give up.
Who's producing this show? They need to be fired immediately.
We're getting tricked by AI influencers and AI girlfriends and Jubilee, and now this video. Oh, goodness.
You guys have been dating the same girl in both groups. The boys have made their choice, but Megan, it's time for you to make your choice. Do you want to bring line number one into the next round of dating, or do you want to bring line number two into the next line of dating?
Well, why would you pick line number two if you're the same woman? And they're like, yeah, you look hotter than your actual personality is. You would pick line one 100%.
We have this line who picked you for your personality and did speed dating. You have line number two who saw you and they were just so mesmerized by your beauty that they picked you. Do you have a decision made?
Yeah, so basically they hate my personality and they hate the way I look.
No!
No, okay, hear me out. I've been thinking about this since we've been standing here. And when I was standing in this line, you guys were saying reasons that you didn't like her, not reasons that you liked her. And statistically speaking, there's more of you here. So, group one.
All right, group one.
I have a better chance of finding my husband. Yeah. Or boyfriend. Sorry. Silence again.
Well, group number two, it's been real. It's been fun. We love you.
Good luck, everybody.
Bye, guys.
Hi.
Hi.
Nice to meet you again.
Nice to meet you again. All right. So, you're here now.
Yeah, I didn't think I'd make it this far.
But are you happy you're here?
Do you think you guys would be good in this format? I would be so nervous. You are one-on-one talking to somebody you just met and there's a camera like on a studio. Absolutely not. This would not work for me.
Yeah, the whole camera factor just makes the whole thing like inauthentic. And like you're saying, like, are you playing for real or are you playing for your Hinge profile later on? You know,
yeah.
So it just, I don't know.
I
couldn't
know.
Take it that seriously.
I'm like, I'm impressed. She's killing it for this being the environment. I would not be, I'd be so nervous. I'd be like, so how about that airplane food?
I guess so. Wait, no, I'm so sorry. No.
I hope the stool thing didn't scare you off.
No, that was actually so impressive. Like, so, okay, tell me about how you found out you could do that.
The doctor prescribed me Adderall when I was like six.
Okay.
And my parents were like, no, let's just send him to circus school and that will fix his
focus. Oh, you're dead ass.
I have a feeling she's going to pick Horatio. I'm just going to place my bets right
now.
He is spitting the most game and he is well practiced. I think she's gonna pick him.
What else can you do?
Like
floor is yours.
Oh, ride a unicycle, walk on my hands.
I don't have a unicycle for you.
I have a unicycle though.
Is it here?
No,
it's Wait, I see you have tattoos.
Oh yeah.
Let's talk about it.
So this is a quote. My dad gave me the greatest gift a father could give his son. He believed in me. What about you?
I don't have any, but I'm not against getting any. I thought about getting one on my spine, but the problem is I have scoliosis.
Oh.
So I think about
Me too, girl. Well, I don't have it anymore. Guys, if you ever see me in person, I have a huge scar down my back because I used to have scoliosis. I was all curved, and now I've got titanium in my back. So that's a fun fact.
About it, and it kind of makes me laugh because I'm like, it would be like if I wanted to be straight, I'd actually be like curved.
A snake.
Good idea.
Yeah.
I think it'd be good.
Yeah, that's right.
We'd be like, yeah.
Yeah.
That's a great idea, actually. Where do we leave off?
You didn't know what One Piece was, so...
Okay, tell me about it.
It's a cartoon about a pirate with rubber powers. It's super stupid, but it's deeper than what I just said.
Okay.
It's been going on for like 20 years or so, and I've been following the story along for like 8, and I have an obsession, like, when I start something, I want to know how it ends.
I totally get
that. So it's like...
That's like me with Riverdale.
Oh my
it's like horrible,
God.
Right?
Riverdale.
It's horrible. It's horrible. Like I can't stop. I just need to know what happens to them.
Do you like to travel?
I do.
Okay,
yeah.
Awesome.
When
Important.
You say travel, it's like backpacking through Europe, staying at hostels and kind of, that's not really what I like to do.
I like to think that I am like that kind of person, but when I travel, I mean, I like to just, you know, see the city and stay somewhere that's comfortable.
Okay, tell me the story of how your parents met. I love hearing
Okay, so they actually got married super quick.
Same for mine.
6 months.
6 weeks?
Oh my gosh.
Well, they... my dad, he proposed after 6 weeks.
Okay. I love that.
You're on a timeline.
When he knows.
Speed run.
Yeah, when you know, exactly. You know. When you know, you know.
So when you're in a healthy relationship, what is it usually like for you?
The healthiest relationship for me is just best friends.
Cool.
If you can laugh with each other, get along, mm-hmm. like dance, do stupid things. Yeah, you know what I mean? I don't like things to be too serious. If you're having a lot of serious conversations all the time, I just want things to come naturally. I don't want to force them. What do you look for in somebody?
I honestly have nothing to say, guys. We're just watching people speed date at this point.
is the I don't like things too serious, like that's to me like
red flag,
orange flag. Yeah
It reminds me of the girl from Love is Blind. Oh my gosh, what was her name? I forget. Hold on, I actually have to go on this.
Yeah, Seattle?
Hold on. Love is Blind season 4, right? Wasn't, oh my gosh, hold on, let me look at the cast really quick. Or was it season 3? Whatever. She basically had this whole thing where she was like, I don't want a serious, like, my relationship to be serious whatsoever, and like no serious conversations. I stay away from that as much as I can. And I'm like, massive red flag. You should stay away. It was the ballerina girl. You guys will know who I'm talking about. You guys will know.
I feel like I'm like in group settings and public situations, I'm not like super confident and stuff like that, but I have like a lot of like self-confidence.
Yeah.
So I really like being with somebody who is confident in those ways, because then it can like bring it out of me. And stuff.
Right, you kind of like balance each other
yeah,
out.
Yeah, yeah.
Are you religious or spiritual yourself?
I'm a beautiful balance of the middle. What about you?
My family is Christian, but I don't really identify with anything, but I'm not agnostic. I'm just about energy and good feelings and a healthy balance in that.
So LA. Yeah, it really is. I love it. What does I'm in the middle mean on that? I don't understand that answer.
It means that's he's hedging his bets and playing the highest probability that things are going to work out with his answer.
I literally saw him. He spoke once and I said he's an F-boy, okay? And F-boys will fence it no matter which question you give them, right? Because either way, no matter how she responds to what he just said, he is safe, okay?
Mm.
And y'all, you guys are saying I'm being hard on Horatio in the comments. He can handle it.
Showing that you're like, from the current, your voice was so vibrant. Like the first hello that you did was so vibrant.
And I thought about that. It was so funny. I thought about after my first hello and I was like, that was so loud and obnoxious.
Hey there, how's it going?
Hi. She was like, these guys are gonna get scared.
No, I love that, yeah.
Oh my God. Yeah, that's me though in a nutshell.
Like my dad still gets my mom roses. He does all this stuff for her. That's the type of relationship that I want.
Yeah, that's how I feel too, like with my parents, like seeing how much love they have for each other and how much they love like all of their kids too. It's just been,
cute.
I feel like that is my relationship that I kind of aspire to have. Okay, nice meeting you.
Nice meeting you too.
And that's a wrap.
Megan, how are you feeling?
I'm feeling good.
Amazing. Well, we're kind of at a moment of truth
right now, guys.
And Megan's gonna pick one of you to possibly go on a date outside of these four walls.
I think I've made my decision. It was really hard because you guys are like very nice and very easy to talk to. But
okay, my bet is still on Horatio. If she chooses a second guy, I think it's gonna be this dude here. But my bet is still here. Any bets, Taylor?
Yeah, I mean, you gotta think Horatio. You know, given that she said she wasn't looking for anything deep, like maybe the Horatio's Riz is gonna work out on her. So I guess that's the smart money's on him, but maybe one of the black guys too. I feel like they were vibing.
Okay. Cam?
Yeah, I'm thinking probably Horatio, like Taylor said.
Okay.
Not too serious.
But I definitely did pick somebody that I think we have some chemistry. There might be something there.
I love it. Well, do you wanna go ahead and let the boys know?
Okay.
Who is it?
Horacio?
Yeah!
You wanna go to the second game?
Called it.
Okay.
Called it.
Yeah! Yes! That was so bad! That was so...
I didn't even need to watch the whole video, okay? I knew from moment number one.
I'm just looking for somebody with a lot of balance.
Right, yeah.
Because he balanced the thing on his chin. Yeah.
He's balancing on the damn fence with every answer that he gives
you,
okay?
Too,
yeah. Oh, that's so funny. Anyways, okay, that was kind of fun. Let's see if he says anything in his outro. Let's see.
That wasn't so bad.
Horacio, the chosen one, how are you feeling?
I feel really good.
Good.
I'm really happy that she chose me.
Well, I'm curious to know, because I remember you were one of the ones that was confidently picking the personality line. Mm-hmm. So like, when you're dating, how do you weigh appearance versus personality?
I honestly value both. Mm-hmm. So I try to find the balance. I definitely have dated someone where I went higher on looks, less on person, and then let's go full personality. Mm-hmm. But I like to find now like a middle ground, and she is actually like very much my type. I did have doubts though.
Yeah.
Yeah, like I did go straight to personality and I was just like, what are you doing? But then I was like, but if you're wrong, then you're gonna go out with someone that you really like.
Totally.
So it was a win-win.
Oh my gosh, okay, well I'm gonna stop chaperoning in a second, but I'm curious, what led you to this decision?
Honestly, just our talks, your circus trick, and it was just kind of your depth and maybe just how easy it was to talk to you and kind of the conversation was just flowing and I thought it was nice.
She said the talk and the circus trick. Guys, if you can balance a stool on your face, now's the time. Now is the time. Y'all need to start practicing.
See, this is it. This is why guys are going to the AI girlfriends, because no one's got time to be learning circus tricks for this stuff,
yeah, no,
right?
No, dude, literally, I'm going to sound crazy, but I see through this man so hard. I'm telling you right now, like you guys are going to think I'm insane and that I'm like some sort of hater on this guy, but I see through the entire facade that was just showcased in this entire video. So I'm okay sounding like a hater.
He's also like, oh yeah, like I really liked her personality, but it's like you had like what, 10 minutes of small talk?
I'm just saying, I see it, y'all. And hopefully you see it with me. Guys, that's our video. We're gonna get into super chats now and hear from you all. Maybe there'll be some about Horatio or however you say his name.
Yeah, get him in if you have questions, comments. Kristen Stewart's going to start us off today. She says, as Lemon bit into the lemon, Lemon realized that it was the most lemony of all lemon and that Lemon had ever tasted in Lemon self-life.
Ah, it's harkening back to our pronoun video, which I hope you guys have seen. I did a whole video about the neo-pronoun queen on TikTok and going through different examples of neo-pronouns, choosing my own at the end. And you guys can check that out on our YouTube channel. So thank you for the deep cut on that one.
Yeah, well done. She actually sent another one that says, loved your video on neo pronouns. Not going to lie, just wanted to hear Taylor say that ridiculousness out loud.
So you got it. There it is.
There it is. Your wish is my command. Sup, my dude says, not a big conspiracy buff, but I believe the elites are trying to greatly diminish our intelligence by inundating us with AI nonsense. And the 1975.
Oh my gosh, I knew the 1975 was going to be at the end of that. But first of all, I don't know about the AI. I don't know how long term they're thinking about this AI thing. I think at the heart and center of it is like money and profit. I think, you know, lowering people's intelligence is probably just an extra bonus point that they get.
I mean, if you're dumb enough to give them your money, they love it all the more. So
yeah.
It's a win-win for them.
Yeah.
Ivan Jetta says, the fact that there's a jamboree happening in Korea right now and that the Pope himself is in Portugal for the youth journeys should give you hope. The majority will never be moral.
I don't know what that is in reference to. I'm going to have to look into that.
Yeah, I'm not sure. Maybe something to do with like we should have hope because people are doing things in the real world and
maybe
religious things maybe that are grounding them. I don't know, but thanks for the super chat, Ivan.
I appreciate it.
Kristen again says, as Lemon bit into the lemon, Lemon realized that it was the most lemony of all lemon that Lemon had ever tasted in Lemon self-life. I think that's the same one as before.
I think it is the same one.
Okay. Yeah, you know what? I just read that all over again, but better this time. No, she did send it twice.
Okay. Oh, okay.
I'm not crazy.
Just had to reiterate.
Kyrie Higgins says, shows that promiscuous women are replaceable, but traditional women are high value women.
Yeah, I mean, we'll see. Maybe it will reinforce that idea. I don't know. You know, most modern women didn't do anything when like men started pretending to be them. Are they going to do anything when a computer starts to pretend to be them? I don't know. I guess we'll wait and see. And what happens when AI pops onto the traditional train too and they start replacing.
Oh no.
There's gonna be trad wife AI content creators, guys. Oh my gosh. You'll be able to get a trad wife AI girlfriend too.
making your bed in the metaverse for you.
Yeah. She sends you sexy pics, but they're all modest.
Show me that ankle. Tipper T says, do y'all think that people are also resorting to AI because people don't want to deal with the difficulties of dating or handling issues with an actual relationship?
100%. Why would you, like, if you can get almost everything that you would get from a normal relationship without having to deal with, like, getting to know somebody, things that they might not like about you, being rejected, having to deal with somebody else's problems, arguments, like, you know, doing acts of service for somebody, I imagine there's a lot of people who would rather just mess around with AI than take the risk.
100%. Coffee Politics and Free Thoughts says, scariest part about using real women as AI relationship would be a man becoming obsessed with her, jealous, and he finds her IRL and things don't end well.
Yeah, I mean, that could be. That could very well happen, especially at the rate. You know, if this girl is making $70,000 a week, how many men is that that her AI chatbot is conversing with? And how deep are each of the intimate relationships that these men are in? How deep are those? Who knows? Yeah, I don't know. Could be bad.
Bernie Choi says, first time I caught your live. Thanks for being one of the more reasonable people on YT and Balanced Takes.
Oh, thank you. Appreciate it.
Then we got a few from our boy, Alex. He says, hey there, gang. 1K viewers and only 4,000 likes. A like is free, guys, and it won't... I won't make fun of your favorite band this time, Amala, even though I'd love to.
Yeah, guys, like the stream, as Alex says. We greatly appreciate it.
He says, also, speaking of AI, I think if most women don't lower their standards in the next 10 years, I can see most guys opting for an AI bot or GPT bot over a real girl.
I mean, it depends. I don't know. I'm like... I wish there was just like a survey or like research that shows me what women have what standards. Because I imagine there are just like normal women out there who are just looking for average relationships, normal guy, normal, you know, roles within the relationship. And they exist. Maybe they're just far harder to find now.
Yeah. I mean, just takes, you only got to find one right one, you know,
yeah.
Even if they're by and large, women are, you know, on average delusional about things or whatever, like,
yeah.
You know, just gotta find the one right one. Alex again says, honestly, I'd never date that blonde girl. Also the dynamic of competing for that girl boosts her ego further. Plus she's not Latina. So no thanks.
Fair enough.
All right.
Hey, they're getting what they signed up for.
Yeah. And do you think that, Horatio and I don't remember what her name was, but do you think they went on another date?
Maybe, you know, whatever surface level thing he was going to provide in the first place, he probably followed through on. I'm a Horatio hater. I'm so sorry.
They both have they've raked in the social media points from this appearance and are, you know, making it known their profiles.
His DMs are full. His DMs are full, guys. There's literally, we do not have to worry whether or not the relationship of these two continued. Both their DMs are full.
And then just a couple more. Live on Venus says, you look so beautiful today.
Oh, thank you.
So nice. Kristen Stewart says, sorry, told me it didn't work. That's why she sent the lemon thing twice.
Yeah, no worries.
And sorry, you sent another super chat to tell us that. But Coach Sipping Jamba Juice out of a straw says, trad wife for life.
Trad wife for life. Hey, that's a great note to end the show on. Guys, thank you so much for watching. We discussed AI influencers, AI girlfriends, the possibility of that, not only in the present, but in the future. Plus, we reacted to a video about guys choosing looks or personality, which ended up being quite interesting. Drop your thoughts in the comments down below. As always, I encourage healthy debate. So if you disagreed with anything I said, please do get out in the comments, but do so respectfully. Please like, subscribe, click the notification button. I'll be notified every single time I'm live and every single time I post a video, which is just about every day. We have a video coming out for you guys tomorrow about Mia Khalifa. and her marriage advice. I know everybody and their brothers already hopped on this video, but we are the next to do it Saturday. So keep an eye out for that. Guys, thank you so much for watching, and I will see you tomorrow. Bye.